so encompasses everything.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And if you don't like Howard Stern and you've never seen the movie, please watch it, because it gives you kind of a better understanding about why he's like he is and how he got to be Howard Stern and all of that. So it really does give you a better... I think that's the reason I actually like Howard Stern, is because of that movie. You know, because when he first was on the radio, you were like, what is this dude's deal? Shock jock and all that kind of stuff. Then you watch Private Parts and you're like, okay, now it makes more sense. And I think his current wife really kind of evens out his rough edges a little bit. I think she does. And she's just as outspoken. She's an animal lover, an animal advocate, but I think she's pretty awesome as well. William Lee Golden, I don't usually do country acts, but he's a member of the Oak Ridge Boys. They're legendary. He is 85 years old. If you don't know which one he is, he's the dude with the kick butt waist length beard. And very talented. The amazing Kreskin is still alive. Did you know this? I didn't know this until this morning. He is 89 years old, psychic entertainer who calls himself a mentalist. He's a distant relative of the guy who founded the chain that became Kmart, if you need more for the amazing Kreskin. Natalia Dyer, who is Nancy Wheeler on Stranger Things, 29 years old this weekend. Liam Hemsworth is also celebrating. He's the younger brother of Luke and Chris. He played Gale in The Hunger Games. He'll be taking over the role of Garrett from the upcoming fourth season of The Witcher, if that's something that you like to watch. William Hung is also celebrating. Remember American Idol reject who sang She Bangs and probably has more money than the rest of us because of that one moment in time? Yeah, he's celebrating his 41st birthday. Orlando Bloom, who is Will Turner in Pirates of the Caribbean. He's also in The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit movies. He's currently on Amazon's Carnival Row. And of course, we can't forget that he is the partner of the beautiful Katy Perry. He is celebrating his 47th birthday. Nicole Eggert, who is Summer on Baywatch. She was also Jamie on Charles in Charge. She recently revealed that she's battling breast cancer. And I was reading a story about her the other day. She's actually had to undergo a double mastectomy and going through radiation and chemo. And it's just going to be a long, long road for her, as it is for most cancer patients. She is celebrating her 52nd birthday. Shonda Rhimes, Grey's Anatomy creator. She's also the powerhouse behind Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder. She is 54 years old. I blame her for 28, 30 years of Grey's Anatomy. I know it hasn't been that long, but it feels like it.
Did you ever watch it?
In its early infancy, maybe the first couple of seasons, and then it just got to be a lot, and it's just like every other show, I didn't have the attention span to keep up with it, so I couldn't anymore. But speaking of Grey's Anatomy, one of the stars originally, Patrick Dempsey, who is Dr. Derek Shepherd and McDreamy on the show, he was the reigning sexiest man alive a couple years back. He is celebrating his 58th birthday. Graham Suggs McPherson, the lead singer for the group Madness. Yes, he is 63. We'll try to pull out some Madness this morning, too. I mean, if we're going to do Spice Girls, we got to pull out the Madness as well.
Exactly, yeah.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Oh, I love her. Of course, Selena on Veep. She was Elaine on Seinfeld. Who can forget that? She's also a bona fide heiress. If you didn't know, her family owns a French commodities trading and merchandising firm, and her father is actually a billionaire. She is celebrating her 63rd birthday.
We got some great people on the list.
I know.
Today.
This is a really... And I took out some of, like, side characters, side actors, all of that. I went with just the main people because we would have been here for hours. Janet Hubert, the original Aunt Viv on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Now, she is not currently in Bel-Air, that new dramatic version of the show, but she is going to enter the second season is on. She's actually going to be one of the stars and make appearances in this next month or so. Anyway, she's 68 years old. Let's see, we've got Janine Mason on the list as well. She's Liz on the Roswell remake. You'd also know her as Dr. Sam Bello on Grey's Anatomy. She's 33. Jordan Ladd is celebrating a birthday this weekend. Scream Queen, daughter of Charlie's Angel star Cheryl Ladd. Jordan's the blonde in Cabin Fever, and she's one of Kurt Russell's first victims in Death Proof. And she's also the mom of the killer baby in the 2009 movie Grace. She is 49 years old this weekend. Kevin Durand is also on the list, and I only bring him up because he's part of your favorite show, Finn. He was Martin on Lost. He is celebrating his 50th birthday.
He was a bad guy.
Let's see. We've got David Grohl also celebrating a birthday. I keep losing my place on my list. David Grohl is celebrating a birthday this weekend as well. Foo Fighters and Nirvana Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. He is 55 years old. Another good one on this list is Jason Bateman. I love him. He's Marty Bird on Ozark. You also know him from Horrible Bosses and is Michael Bluth on Arrested Development. He is 55 years old. And a little trivia for anyone, if you're playing some Trivial Pursuit this weekend, he's actually married to Neil Sedaka's daughter, just in case you had to know that for some reason. Yeah, he's 55 years old. LL Cool J, maybe we'll pull out some of this morning as well. We've got a lot to pull from. He was Agent Sam Hanna on NCIS Los Angeles. He is the host of the Lip Sync Battle, Mama Said Knock You Out. LL Cool J, of course, stands for Ladies Love Cool James, and I'm telling you, this dude can still perform. We watched him at the New Year's Eve show with Ryan Seacrest in Times Square, and it might have been the highlight of the entire night. He is still one good performer. 56 years old for him. Keri Green, Andy Carmichael in The Goonies. Love that movie. She's also the cheerleader Corey Haim falls for in the football movie Lucas. Who can forget that movie? Everybody cheers for an underdog. She is 57 this weekend. Dan Schneider, if you grew up over the last 20 years, this guy was your childhood. He writes and produces shows on Nickelodeon. His Nick credits include iCarly, Victoria, Zoe 101, Drake and Josh, The Amanda Show, and Keenan and Kel. We also heard some unsavory things about him, yet he's still employed by Nickelodeon. Don't know how true those are. Don't know where those charges or allegations ever went, but here we are. Before that, your parents knew him as Dennis Blunden. Oh, I loved this show. 80s sitcom, head of the class. It was one of my favorites. He is celebrating his 58th birthday this weekend. Steven Soderbergh, the director of Magic Mike, Traffic, Aaron Brockovich, Ocean's 11, 12, and 13, Behind the Candelabra, and Unsane. He is celebrating his 61st birthday. Carl Weathers is also celebrating this weekend, Finn, from The Mandalorian. Of course, we all know him as Apollo Creed in Rocky. You might also remember him as golf legend Chubbs Peterson in two Adam Sandler movies, Happy Gilmore and Little Nicky. He is celebrating his 76th birthday. Let's see. T-Bone Burnett, Counting Crows producer who searched and assembled much of the music you heard in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. He won an Oscar for Best Original Song for co-writing the theme song to Crazy Heart. He also did the Coen Brothers movie Inside Llewyn Davis. He is 76 years old. Legendary Holland Taylor is celebrating this weekend as well. I love Holland Taylor. Charlie Sheen's mom most recently on 2.5 Men. She was Judge Roberta Kittleson on The Practice and Tom Hanks' boss early in her career as on Bosom Buddy. She's so, so awesome. Just one of those class acts too, right? Totally. Not afraid to speak her mind, but brilliant on the screen. I love Holland Taylor. Faye Dunaway, Bonnie and Clyde and Chinatown star who read the wrong Best Picture winner at the 2017 Oscars. That's what we're going to remember Faye Dunaway for, I guess. Okay, we're going
Earn
with
Warren
that.
Beatty, right?
That's right. Yes. She is 83 years old this weekend. And then finally, Jack Jones, who's an old school singer. I only bring this up because he did the theme song for one of my favorite shows from the 80s, The Love Boat. He is celebrating his 86th birthday. Now, we have a lot of local birthdays this morning as well. Georgia Selden of Sauk Prairie is celebrating this weekend. Georgia, very happy birthday from your daughter, Jackie. She sent us a text this morning to make sure that we would get that birthday on the air. So thank you for the text. And again, happy birthday to Georgia. We have Glenda Vole celebrating this weekend along with Zori Zimbrick and also Mary Klingenmeyer celebrating. So very, very happy birthday to all of those ladies and to you if you happen to be celebrating this weekend. Now remember, if you want to add somebody to our list, it's easy stuff. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Now coming up, Finn, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast because, well, it pretty much sucks out there right now. A winter storm warning in effect. Snow and blowing snow and a lot of snow potentially coming our way. We're going to let Sean Cable tell you more about that in just a moment. I'll let him be the bearer of bad news. It's fine. We'll let Sean take the rap. He's the Met. He's used to people being mad at him. We'll let him tell you about the weather. We'll also have a look at ABC and local news here on Max FM.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook post for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
Blast down the mountain in a tube, on skis, or a snowboard at Christmas Mountain Village in the Dells. Warm up around the fire or in mulligans with one of their delicious entrees. Check out what's happening at ChristmasMountainVillage.co and see you on the mountain.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg. ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There's a ground stop at Chicago's O'Hare Airport because of snow and ice. There are more than 1,000 flights canceled as there are severe weather alerts in all 50 states. For many areas, the concern is extreme cold. That includes Kansas. Trisha Begley's ready.
We are making sure our heat's working, and we're making sure that we have lots of extra blankets.
And the weather having a major impact on the last days of campaigning ahead of Monday's caucuses in Iowa. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has canceled all three events that were scheduled for today. The FAA is increasing its oversight of Boeing and is going to audit the production of its products after last week's incident when a door plug blew off a 737 MAX 9. Houthis in Yemen say at least 5 people were killed, 6 were hurt in the overnight strikes led by the U.S. on Iranian-backed militias that followed months of attacks on commercial shipping in the Red Sea. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A new battery company could bring hundreds of jobs to Portage. Wisconsin Battery Company held a news conference at the Portage Enterprise Center this week to formally announce several of its plans, including its intent to begin construction of a new facility in the Portage Industrial Park in April. The announcement follows the city's approval last month for the company to purchase 17 acres of land where the facility is to be located. In an official notice sent to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development on January 5th, Energizer said all 135 employees still working at the Energizer facility in Portage were made aware of the plant's certain closure. Layoffs are scheduled to take place March 5th, with additional dismissals occurring until December, when the plant officially shuts down. A new Wisconsin law is set to make driver's education more affordable in the state. Governor Evers signed a driver's education grant program into law back in December. Right now, the law aims to make driver's education for students who qualify for free. It's possible through a $6 million grant. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
We have a winter storm warning for snow and blowing snow, 8 to 12 inches of accumulation possible through tomorrow, with wind gusts up to around 35, creating areas of blowing snow. 31 today, tonight down to 19 tomorrow. It's going to be windy with light snow with a high of 21. It's going to get much colder, down to 3 below by Sunday morning. Need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
99.7.
8:12 right now with the Spice Girls on Max FM.
Get with me. You
wanna be my lover. Wannabe, there's the Spice Girls, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. You always need some good Spice Girls in the morning. That was great. Mel C, or Sporty Spice, 50 years old this weekend, which is why we're pulling out the Spice Girls this morning. The 90s were a weird time for music.
They really were, and unfortunately, my son Colin, I'm sure he would be totally embarrassed if I were to say that his favorite Spice Girl was Baby Spice. That was
she was adorable.
He was only like a few years old when they became massive, right?
Yeah.
For that brief period in time, and Baby Spice. So I don't want to admit that on the air to anybody because I know he would be really, really embarrassed.
Baby Spice was adorable. She really, really was. And if we could just get Victoria Beckham back on board, we would have a Spice Girls reunion.
Spice Girls reunion, and maybe
she's not doing that again.
She doesn't want to have anything to do with
Posh,
it. And
Posh is not having it. She's like, no. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing: if you don't have Posh, you lose half your harmony. So you have to have Posh out there. It's going to be a problem if there's no Posh Spice. That's
so
for
no
sure.
Spice World sequel then?
No,
the movie
probably not.
The Spice Girls
they've been trying for years. The whole band's been trying for years to get Posh to, like, you know, rekindle a relationship or just one moment in time with them. And she's like, I have moved on. Well, of course, she married
David Beckham,
right? I mean, what more do you need? We talked about Patrick Dempsey being the sexiest man alive. How many years did we watch David Beckham grace the cover of People magazine as the sexiest man alive? And Victoria Beckham's like, no, I make real clothes now, and I married David Beckham. You do your thing. I am fine over here. I imagine that's how the conversation goes anyway. So this is interesting because, you know, offices, when we go to work on a daily basis, they can be something of beauty depending on the dynamics. And so somebody over on Reddit started a thread and asked people to name unspoken office rules that we should never break. And so there's some really good ones on here. And so it'll be interesting to see as people listen what ones they might be breaking on a daily basis or know somebody who's definitely doing that. So let's run through some of these. So if you've been in a meeting forever and your boss says, okay, anything else, keep your mouth shut. You don't bring up another topic because everybody wants to move on and you don't want to be the one to keep everybody there for like another hour, right?
You don't want a longer meeting, so just keep it down. Hush.
Exactly. So just pretend like there's nothing else bothering you. Move on with your day. Also, another one that people say on this Reddit thread, don't be too efficient. It makes other people look bad and your boss is just going to ask you to probably do more. If you're not busy, don't tell anyone. That's your time to sit there and play on the internet. Look for reunion news about the Spice Girls and look at pictures of David Beckham. I mean, that's what you should be doing in that moment in time. The third time you walk past someone in a day doesn't require a hello. So the first time you should say hi. The second time, maybe give them a nod and a smile. The third time, just pretend like they're not there. Just move on because it gets awkward if you continually keep saying hi every time you go by somebody. These are unspoken rules people have come up with on Reddit. I'm not making these up as we go. Oh, this is a good one. This one really bothers me in offices. Never reheat something smelly like fish, especially right before someone else is going to use the microwave, because you're going to cross-contaminate their food with fish stink. Right. And I remember doing radio a long time ago. We had a production director, and I think I've talked about him. He wasn't the cleanliest of gentlemen in the world, and he was a single dude, and so he wore a lot of Axe body spray, and then he would eat tuna packets in a really hot production room. And then so you had the stench of, like, fish coming from the garbage, his Axe body spray trying to mask the BO. And it was the worst smell in the world, and you definitely did not want to be the one who had to use that room right after him. And I always just felt so sorry for the poor clients who had to go in and record with him, because I was like, oh, I'd throw up in the garbage. It was the worst smell ever. Absolutely ever.
Combination.
It was really, really weird. It was really weird. It was bad, though. It was really bad.
And it was really, really bad. And if you're not going to use the microwave, don't bring egg salad because that's another stinker.
That's another horrible one. Yeah, absolutely. Agree with that completely. If you don't want people using your coffee mug, then don't leave it in the kitchen area, because if you leave it there, it becomes communal property and somebody's going to grab it and use it.
Yeah.
Don't be the smelly person at work. Oh, we don't need smelly people anywhere, but this is definitely one. If your odor is more pungent than most, invest in some perfume or cologne. Don't mask it with Axe. Maybe some body soap would be better. Although, you know, too much perfume also makes somebody smelly at work as well. It was brutal. Unless you have a private office, never use your speakerphone. People should be more mindful of how loud they are in general. We were just talking about that the other day, because that bothers me in stores. And so when you're doing it at your office, it makes it harder for everybody else to do what they need to do or even have conversations they're trying to have. Yeah. Don't mess with other people's stuff. Like if someone's out sick and you know they have extra ketchup packets in their desk, those are off limits and they will notice that something's missing. They really will because those are the people who know exactly how many ketchup packets they have in that little area of their desk, and they probably count them every single day. And it's not your right to go through their desk anyway, says people on Reddit. Don't be the person who complains about everything. Also, according to this thread, constant negativity isn't fun, even if you agree with the person's take. I mean, you got to have some positives at work, right? Maybe it's the coworkers. Maybe it's the fact that you like your job, but, you know, maybe the atmosphere isn't so great. Whatever it is, got to find some positives. And then finally, this is a big one. Don't schedule meetings first thing on Monday morning or the last thing on Friday afternoon, because this is a really great way to make people absolutely hate you.
It will.
Don't do it. Don't do it. People don't want to be there any earlier than they have to be, and people don't want to stay later than they have to. So
Mondays and Fridays, not the days.
Mm-mm. Really, honestly, Tuesday, Wednesday, and part of Thursday is when you get the most production out of people. Let's be honest about it, especially if they have some sort of office or desk job. And we even get that when we're sending emails to people about certain things for the station. We don't get any response on Monday. Definitely not going to get a response on Friday. If you really want a response, email them early Tuesday, and by Wednesday you'll probably have a response. That's what we've learned over the years. We're like, nobody does anything Monday, most of Thursday, and all of Friday. Nobody's doing anything. So definitely no hardcore meetings at that time.
Well, and then you have those people that are meetings crazy, where they'll schedule meetings all the time for like no apparent reason whatsoever.
Yeah. Yeah, my husband and I just had that conversation the other day, because part of his chief engineering duties for Civic Media is a lot of meetings. And the other day was like, all I did was have meetings, just meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting. And he's like, I have so many meetings, I don't get anything else done. You know, and all of his, because it's remote, you know, everything is Zoom or chat or whatever it might be. He's constantly it's like sometimes he's just talking to himself. I'll come in a room and he'll just be talking and sitting in front of his monitors, and I'll be like, oh, he must be in a meeting again, because it's very weird. Or he just likes the sound of his own voice, one of the two. But I'm hoping it's number one and not number two, that's for sure. This is an interesting thread, though, and there's a lot more on it, especially if you work in an office atmosphere. I'm sure there's something you can relate to, so you can check it out. Again, it's over on Reddit.
Most of those that are on the list, we've all lived through.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, the one about stinky people and Axe, you don't even have to go to the office for that.
No.
You can just live with a teenager. And
this is true. I was going to say, go to Walmart. You'll also encounter it there. That works that both ways. We've got to take a look at this forecast right now, Finn. Boy, oh boy, is it really snowing here now? Oh, yuck. Winter storm warning in effect. Snow and blowing snow at least through tomorrow morning. We are talking maybe 8 to 12 inches of possible accumulation before this is all said and done. Wind gusts to about 35. So obviously that's going to create some blowing and some drifting snow. So please, if you do have to be out, which we know the highway patrol is telling you to stay put by all means, but if you do have to be out for any reason, because we know there are people who can't take today off, please just take it easy on those roads. 31 for a high today, 19 tonight, windy tomorrow with some light snow, 21 for a high, and then Sunday is when the real cold comes. When you wake up Sunday morning, we're talking 3 below Sunday morning. So that should be nice and fun. Now, we just got this in as well, and as long as we're talking weather, I want to make sure we get this out there. Sauk County ADRC Nutrition Program meal sites are going to be closed today. There are also going to be no Meals on Wheels, carryouts, or in-person dining, so make sure you plan accordingly, but no meals from the ADRC of Sauk County today. So we'll pass any more postponements, cancellations that come along to you. As of right now, obviously, if you're listening in this immediate area, the kids should still be sleeping because there is no school today for obvious reasons. Just look outside, and we have the Sauk County ADRC as of right now. And no offices in the city of Baraboo open today either. We'll throw that in there. But garbage collection is happening, so it's impossible to get your garbage to the curb this time of year, is it not? Because you got to wait through all the snow.
Under about a few feet of snow, but they'll be there.
They'll be there to pick it up, though, so get it to the curb if you haven't already. Right now, it is 27. Time for a look at your community calendar, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus spread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond-flavored streusel and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds, and it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carry out. 448-2215.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's time for Bald Eagle Watching Days for 2024. This is Wisconsin's longest running eagle watching event. Come to the newly renovated Overlook on Water Street in Prairie du Sac to see eagles over the Wisconsin River, or you can attend one of the presentations at the River Art Center. Both Saturday and Sunday, January 13th and 14th, the Overlook will be staffed with volunteers from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. to help find eagles and answer questions. Find all the details and a full schedule of events for presentations at FairyBluffEagleCouncil.org. Once again, it's the 2024 Bald Eagle Watching Days in Prairie du Sac. And it's a perfect time of year to get outside and enjoy a peaceful winter walk. Friends of Mirror Lake State Park will be hosting their Winter Wonderland Walk. This will be on Saturday, January 13th from 10 a.m. until noon. You can get all the details by going to Friends of Mirror Lake State Park on Facebook or by searching their event, Winter Wonderland Walk. And the Reedsburg VFW Post 1916 will be hosting their monthly breakfast buffet. It's open to the public every second Sunday of the month. Menu will include made-to-order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausage, hash browns, homemade pancakes, biscuits and gravy, and more. $10 per person. Children under 10 are $1 for each year of age. And as always, this is a great opportunity to support the local veterans and enjoy the VFW hall and memorabilia, plus gathering around with members of the community. All proceeds will go right back into helping veterans, their families, and community programs. This will be on Sunday, January 14th, 8 a.m. until noon.
It's 8:28 right now. Now, we talked about LL Cool J celebrating a birthday this weekend. He is going to be 56 years old. So, of course, I'm going to take every opportunity to pull out the LL Cool J. It's Around the Way Girl now on 99.7 Max FM.
I want a girl with extensions in her hair, bamboo earrings, at least two pair, a Fendi bag and a bad attitude. That's all I need to get me in a good mood. She can walk with a switch and talk with street slang. I love it when a woman ain't scared to do a thing. Standing at the bus stop, sucking on a lollipop. Once she gets pumping, it's hard to make the hottie stop. She likes to dance to the rap jam. She's sweet as brown sugar with the candy yams. Honey-coated complexion, using cafe. Let's hear it for the girls, she's from around the way. Like sunshine. That's why I had to dedicate at least one rhyme to all the cuties in the neighborhood. Cause if I didn't tell you, then another brother would. You're sweet like sugar with your gangster talk. Wanna eat you like a cookie when I see you walk. With your rayon silk, or maybe even denim. It really doesn't matter as long as you're in them. You can break cards and manipulate minds, or surrender, act tender, be gentle and kind. You always know what to say and do. Cold flip when you think your man is playing you. Not cheap or petty, you're ready for loving. You're real independent, so your parents be bugging. But if you ever need a place to stay, come around my way. I need a little.
competition, Bobby Brown button on your sleeve. I tell you, come here, you say meet me halfway. Cause brother's been popping that yang all day. Around the way you're like a neighborhood jewel. All the homeboys sweat you, so you're crazy cool. Wear your gold in the summer with your biking shorts. While you're watching all the brothers on the basketball court. Going to the movies with your homegirl's crew. While a businessman in suits be hawking you. Baby hair pumping, lip gloss is shining. I think you're in the mood for whining and dining. So we can go out and eat somewhere. We got a lot of private jokes to share. Lisa, Angela, Pamela, Renee, I love you. You're from around the way.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. That was a good one this morning. We don't play that one very often. Around the Way Girl, LL Cool J, of course, he celebrates his 56th birthday this weekend. Ladies love a Cool J. That's what the LL Cool J actually stands for, which I always found humorous and funny because he's been married to his wife since 1995, but they've been together since 1987. So, I mean, he wasn't loving the ladies. The ladies were just loving Cool J. True. So that's pretty cool. All right, so we have a quick announcement this morning that we have to pass along. With the expected blowing and drifting snow that we're going to see this afternoon, Community First Bank branches are going to be closing today at 3 o'clock to make sure that employees can get home safely and, of course, in the daylight hours. Community First Bank will also be closed tomorrow. So if you have anything that you got to do at Community First Bank, you got to be there by 3 o'clock today. So make sure you do that. Now, we've got Chris Hovel, our Packers expert, who's going to join us here in just a few minutes to talk to us about the Packers and the Cowboys and playoff action, or at least I hope so. We're getting word that there's been some power outages over in Green Bay today, so I'm going to keep my fingers crossed because this is a big one, and we need Chris's opinion more than we need mine. But at any rate, we're going to talk about our calendar days, give ourselves something to celebrate during this winter weather. I don't know. What a crazy weather pattern this is. But we've got some good ones that we can celebrate this weekend. Feast of Fabulous Wild Men Day is actually today. Now, I don't know what this is all about, but it's a day for feasting one's eyes on hunky, good-looking men, men who are both fabulous, classy, and refined, as well as the ones that are wild, maybe a little unrestrained, rugged, and free. That's what this day is all about. So interesting. All right. We'll go with that. I don't judge the days. I just report them, people. I'm just saying. It's also International Kiss a Ginger Day. So we're talking about somebody with red hair. Just make sure that you have permission to do that first. That would be my only recommendation. Mm-hmm. Like, make sure that that's something they're okay with. Let's see. We have some good ones on here. It's also National Quitters Day today. Now, if you don't know what that is, today is the day when you're most likely to ditch your New Year's resolution. The second Friday in January is called Quitter's Day. It became Quitter's Day after a study in 2019 found it's the day you're statistically most likely to pack it in and give up on those resolutions. 80% of resolutions are supposedly abandoned by now, which would make total sense because we make them a little unrealistic, right? We have lofty goals.
Yeah.
We have lofty goals for ourselves. Now, there's a few good food ones and drink ones on here today as well. International French Soup Day is today. French onion soup, I should say, is today. So if you're somebody who loves French onion soup, this is your day. This has become one of Corey's favorites within recently. I think he's always liked it, but he really gravitates towards the French onion soup.
Oh, it's so good. but I have to have like huge croutons in
right?
it. That's, you
yes.
know, because they get soggy and, oh, yes. I love that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, no, that's one of his favorites. I'm not so much a French onion soup person, but, you know, it's good every now and then. We'll put it
Are
like
you
that.
Down with onions in general?
Oh, I love onions. I put onions okay. in basically everything.
So it's just French onion soup.
Yeah, there's just a lot of it all at once, you know? Like, I like them mixed in with things. Gotcha. I don't want to just eat a glob of onion. If I did that, I would eat it like an apple. My grandma actually used to do that. She used to love onions like that. She'd eat them like sure. an apple. It's National Curry Chicken Day today as well. If you love yourself some curry chicken, this is the day to enjoy that. It's also National Hot Tea Day, which makes sense. Look outside. And then, oh, this is a good one. How can we not love this? It's National Glazed Donut Day today. Ah. That's like a staple for everybody, is it not? So, yeah. so stinking delicious. Let's see. What else do we have on this list as we go into the weekend? Ooh, this is a good one. Public Radio Broadcasting Day is tomorrow. Where would we be without public radio? I love public radio, and I love to listen to it. All the different programming. They give you music that you don't get to hear in a lot of other places. They have really great talk shows as well. I'm a huge advocate for public radio. I think you can learn a lot from it and public TV all at the same yeah. time. Let's see. It is also National Sticker Day today, or on tomorrow, I should say. This was created by Sticker Giant, a tribute to stickers in honor of Ray Stanton Avery, who was born on today's date in 1907. And this was the guy who actually created the first commercially available self-adhesive label in 1935. So we celebrate wow. National Sticker Day tomorrow.
That's
See,
cool.
I'm educating, too. If the kids aren't going to be in school, Finn, we can also educate them on random useless
exactly.
stuff that they're never going to need again. Although
That's
this might be more
here.
Interesting. That's yeah. right. Some of this might be more interesting. I remember going to school. It wasn't that long ago, contrary to what Dexter says. It is also National Rubber Ducky Day tomorrow. I love a good rubber ducky. So did Ernie.
Yes, on
speaking of public TV, on Sesame Street, rubber duckies are the best. And then this is kind of a specific one, but it's interesting. National Peach Melba Day is also tomorrow. I don't know. I see peaches with whipped cream and ice cream. I'm down. That's all I needed to see. I'm totally down with that. As we look ahead to Sunday for things we can celebrate, well, some of these are outdoor activities, and it might be a little cold, but it's International Kite Day on Sunday. No, thank you. I think I'm going to stay inside.
That's going to happen.
Although
yeah.
it's going to probably be windy enough this weekend to fly
True.
The kite. I don't know if
True.
You want to be out there to do it. It's also National Dress Up Your Pet Day on Sunday. Well, if you're putting them in booties and a sweater so that they don't freeze to death when they go outside to do their thing, then yes, it's probably National Dress Up Your Pet Day. We all know how sunset feels about the day, though.
Oh, the humiliation. The humiliation. Oh.
Oh, poor sunset.
You horrible humans. What are you doing to me now?
She's trying to yeah. keep her warm and safe, and she just can't appreciate
if
it.
If only
she
would understand that. Yeah.
Oh, poor, poor sunset. Let's see. It's also National Sunday Supper Day on Sunday, so I guess that's pretty appropriate. It is also Organize Your Home Day on Sunday. I mean, if, you know, there's not a lot of other stuff that you can do uh-huh. outside, I guess getting a little organized after the first of the year, not a bad way to go. Finally, we end with a good food one. It is National Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day, which, again, a little oddly specific, but, you know, if you're looking for something a little out of the norm, a hot pastrami sandwich might not sure. be a bad way to go on yeah. Sunday. So a few things that you can celebrate on this snowy weekend. Hopefully, Finn, we're celebrating a Packers win by Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes, and hopefully Chris Hovel, our Packers expert, can join me here in just a few minutes so we can talk a little bit about the Packers and the Cowboys in that very first round of playoffs. Of course, Hanging with Hovel here on Max FM is brought to you by Tricor Insurance, so we'll get to that in just a few minutes. We also have a look at sports coming up with Mike Ganger, and we also have a detailed look at your forecast next here on Max FM.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo School activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of January, the spirit pumps will benefit the Baraboo High School Wrestling. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 Fifth Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Last night, the Baraboo Thunderbirds hit the road and fall to Stoughton, 79-36. The final, Reedsburg loses at home to Mount Horeb, 56-41. And Sauk Prairie gets the victory at home, 76-57, the final there. That's all for boys hoops. Boys hockey last night, it was Thomas Sparta shutting out Baraboo Portage, 6-0, the final there. And Edgewood gets the better of Sauk Prairie, 8-1, the result of that matchup from Verona. Badger Lightning girls hockey over at Poppy Waterman, they lose to the Capital City Cougars, 4-3, the final there. The quiet day today and very much in question will be the events for tomorrow. Be sure to check out the schedule for all the details with the weather causing school closings across the state. The Milwaukee Bucks bounce back with a dominating win over the Boston Celtics, 135-102, the final. The NBA leading Celtics actually benched their starters in the third quarter with the dominance of Milwaukee. Bobby Portis with 28 points and 12 rebounds. He was 5 of 6 from behind the three-point line. Giannis Antetokounmpo added 24 points, 12 boards as well, with 6 assists to go along with it. Team's back on the court tomorrow night, and they'll be hosting the Golden State Warriors. 7 o'clock tip-off for that one. And the Green Bay Packers continue to prepare for their Sunday matchup versus the Dallas Cowboys. Quarterback Jordan Love was asked about their matchup against the Cowboys.
Like you said, I mean, they're a really good team, really good defense. So definitely one of the best defenses we've seen all year. But, I mean, yeah, like you said, going back to the Kansas City game, Detroit, I mean, those are two games we played really good defense as well. So just having that mindset, we got to play our best ball. And obviously going into the playoffs, the mindset, you know, that the room for errors, you know, shrinks. You know, we got to be able to take advantage of every play, execute every play, and be able to play at a high level going against them because they do a really good job.
Packers, such a young team in general, but they've need to have some other guys step up like Dontavian Wicks and Bo Melton. He was asked about those guys really making an impact in place of Christian Watson.
Yeah, they're taking advantage of what the opportunity they got, and they're just trying to go out there and make the most of that, and they're doing a really good job of it. But I think for them, too, I mean, the same thing I said, their process hasn't changed, you know, from being a backup, being on scout team. You know, they show up every day, work. Are in there watching film, knowing what they need to do just in case they do get thrown in there on offense. So I don't think, you know, anything's changed with those guys. You know, they're stepping up for the role they have, and they're doing the same thing they were doing when they were on scout team. But now it's, you know, they're getting more reps and taking advantage of the opportunity.
Packers and Cowboys, 3:30 on Sunday. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have a winter storm warning for snow and blowing snow, 8 to 12 inches of accumulation possible through tomorrow with wind gusts up to around 35, creating areas of blowing snow. 31 today, tonight down to 19 tomorrow. It's going to be windy with light snow with a high of 21. It's going to get much colder, down to 3 below by Sunday morning. Need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
99.7.
It's 8:43 right now, and we are working on trying to get Chris Hovel connected so we can talk Packers and Cowboys in the first round of playoffs.
Hello, hello.
Oh, let me stop this. Are you here? Did we
get hello, you? Hello. Oh, I hate to interrupt. I mean, I'm up for a little dancing and singing and having a good time on a snow day.
Well, I was going to stall some more, but we can do this. Obviously, Chris Hovel, our Packers expert, joining us so we can talk about the Cowboys and the Packers in the first round of playoffs. Chris, you've been covering the team for 23 years now, right? This is your 23rd season. You're host of the of Sportsline on WDUZ The Fan, 4 to 6 afternoons. And you started your career way before that when Brett Favre was just a young quarterback, right? And Hanging with Havel here on Max FM is brought to you by Tricor Insurance. I got to get all of our sponsor stuff in there because it's important. So as we kind of jump in here this morning and talk a little bit about the Cowboys and the Packers, I'm kind of excited about this weekend, right? Because Here we are. There's so many teams that have already packed up for the year. Their locker rooms are cleared out. Vacations have started. The coaching carousel has officially begun. The Green Bay Packers, this very young team, they are still in the playoffs. Jordan Love has been playing out of his mind fantastic. The defense has picked up a tick or two. And, you know, they're in the playoffs, and there's not going to be any drama this year in the offseason. And so I feel like as Packers fans, we should be thanking, and we don't want to thank Mother Nature because this is brutal, but we definitely need to thank the football gods, I think, at this part of the year, because this is not a position that I think a lot of fans saw themselves in going into the season early on, at least, right?
Well, you know, when you have a 2-5 start with a 4-game losing streak, You see a fair amount of disaster maybe ahead. But Matt LaFleur, the things that are the cornerstones of his program, from the pre-snap deception to a degree, coming back to some of that, having Aaron Jones back on the field, 3 straight 100-yard games. Mm-hmm. You see what Love and LaFleur wanted to do early in the season Now, but even at that point, the tight ends weren't up to the task, neither were The receivers totally. But that coming together, I think it begins with the O-line. But where they're at right now for fans, to your point about just the excitement and the level, a classic matchup, Cowboys-Packers, let the extravaganzas continue. And Aaron Jones has just been a beast down in Texas. He's a Texan, and you know what? I just see really good things for them at the right time of this season. So it's not just excited because they're in, but for me, It's excited because I think they have a puncher's chance, and it's not the defense, it's the offense.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, this is the type of game. Well, in fact, let's start there, because when you look at these two teams and you really break it down, before we get into the offensive side, the defensive side, let's talk about some of the similarities and how these two teams are shaped, because there actually is quite a bit of similarities, whether you believe it or not. But when you break it out statistically, these teams are a lot alike. Since week 9, the Cowboys offense is second in points per play, second in success rate. Since week 9, the Packers defense is 20th in points per play, 23rd in success rate. Since week 9, the Cowboys defense is 15th in points per play, and I got to get back up here to the top of my page, and 26th in success rate. Since week 9, the Packers offense is 3rd in points per play, 4th in success rate. You've got two quarterbacks who are leading the league in touchdowns. Dak Prescott with 36, Jordan Love with 32, and honestly, neither defense, the Cowboys defense is good. I'm not going to disqualify anybody on that defense because you got Micah Parsons coming in here. And we'll talk about him in a minute, how disruptive he can be. But these are two teams that really can offensively play. Defensively, they allow some points to be scored. I feel like this could be a bit of a shootout come Sunday afternoon if the Packers offense can do what they've done the last few weeks.
Well, I mean, some of the numbers you look at here for a 7 versus a 2 seed, Dallas 8-0 at home. That's undeniable. Only team to stay undefeated all year. Sure. Number one passer rating for Dak Prescott at home, .120. 73% completion, 22 touchdowns. That's number one, number two in yards at home. But to your point about a shootout, and I think that could materialize in a hurry, the Packers 4-5 on the road, 29-plus points four times they've scored on the road. Third in the NFL at 25-3 a game on the road. And Jordan Love, number one, with 19 touchdown passes on the road. So, I mean, these two quarterbacks, the way it sets up anyway, if the offensive lines can hold up, then it'll definitely be a shootout, toss a coin kind of game. It'll be a whole lot of fun, I think, along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you talk a little bit about the atmosphere in the stadium. You know, this is turf. The Packers have played very, very well, even with the predecessor Aaron Rodgers. I mean, this was kind of a home field for him down in Dallas. And you look at how this team has played turf-wise this year, and this is an interesting breakdown because I think it's going to be important because you've got a guy like Jaden Reed who's going to be able to play fast on turf, and then you've got Aaron Jones, who we mentioned plays really well in Dallas. He's going to be able to play on the turf. The Packers have actually played 3 games inside on turf this season. They scored 24, 29, and 33 points in those games. The 24 was in week 2 before the offense really kind of got into gear. Plus, they were without Jones or Watson. Jordan Love's passer rating splits from this regular season. When he's on turf, it's 108.6. When he's on grass, it's 91.4. When he plays outdoors, it's 91.2. And when he's indoors, 122.2 for Jordan Love. So you've got an atmosphere that I think is very conducive to the team that Matt LaFleur has set up. When you're in turf, you're indoors. And I think a lot of teams in the NFL are built to play indoors on turf right now with the speed that they play at. But I think it's particularly important to note those things when you're looking at a team like the Packers, or maybe even Kyle Shanahan going forward in the playoffs with his team, the way he's built the 49ers.
Well, you know, it's interesting when you look at the Packers' offense. A couple of things to what you're saying there. One, I don't think the rest of the NFL has quite caught up to the speed the Packers have at receiver, sure, or the shiftiness and just the innate run after the catch ability. Because Matt LaFleur, and then with Jordan Love executing, instead of asking why, he's saying how I make it happen.
Right.
They're getting guys open, Maddie. Yeah. I mean, it's against anybody and everybody, and a lot of that the offensive line, and knock on wood that they can hold up together again, sure, this Sunday. But given time, LaFleur is scheming it up where those guys are getting open, and they're handling the rest. And I think that, mm-hmm, speed is one thing that the Cowboys' defense, I'm hoping anyway, underestimates the speed, yes, of the Packers' receiving core, and even tight end.
Yes.
Because I know they're aware of Jones, and we understand that. The other thing, we talk about the Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love comparisons and all of that,
sure,
but I have to say, I think Packer fans even would be more thrilled and stoked, if that's possible, and I think it could be, with Jordan Love, is how potentially awesome he is.
Yeah.
18 touchdowns to one pick in the last eight games, and 112 passer rating. The only reason I think Packer fans aren't marveling more at this and understanding Love's potential and greatness and all this is because they've seen Jordan Love or Aaron Rodgers and others do this not so long ago in a Packers uniform. So it's like, oh, yeah, okay. But, I mean, really, wrap your head around 18 touchdowns in one pick. Only Kurt Warner and the guy in Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes, have had 32 touchdowns and 4,000 yards in their first full-time season as a starter. Yeah. And then Jordan Love. So that's pretty good company.
You know, and that's the one thing, too. I mentioned how excited as Packers fans we should be at this stage of the game. And that's the other thing. No matter what happens on Sunday, I mean, we can go into the offseason, as I mentioned, drama-free, but knowing the guy is in place, right? I mean, that was the big question last year at this point when they were already done and didn't win against the Lions in that last game of the season. You had no idea what was going to happen. It was basically like if you're a Packers fan driving into a black hole, because you literally had no idea how this was going to play out. I think a lot of fans had an idea. They weren't ready for that move, but some of them had wrapped their head around the fact that it was time to move on. This year, there's nothing. We don't have to worry about that if you're a fan of this team. You know who the guy is. You know who your receivers are. And all you have to do is sit back and watch Goody kind of build the roster now around this great offensive piece in Jordan Love and some of these wide receivers. So I think that's the beauty of it as well. And you mentioned some of these wide receivers and the speed they bring. The best wide receiver in yards per route run versus man coverage, which is important because Dallas likes to play a lot of man, this season, with at least 20 targets, is none other than the dude they just elevated from the practice squad, Bo Melton. He has just under 6 yards in man coverage. The only other three players that have yards per run with 20 catches, and that's over 4 yards, is another guy you're going to hear a lot from on Sunday, CeeDee Lamb, Tyreek Hill, and Nico Collins. So, I mean, Bo Melton already sitting in good company. I think he's going to be a big part of this offensive game plan on Sunday, and I think he has to be. You know, you're starting to get guys healthy. Christian Watson's still a question mark. You'd love to have him to help beat that man coverage, but his health is more important in getting him back for the long term next season, I think. But you got guys like Dontavian Wicks are coming off injury. Jaden Reed doesn't look any worse from where Romeo Doubs has been practicing in some capacity this week. So your wide receiver core, you're going to have a pretty full complement, and they seem to be ready, which is good against this Dallas defense.
Now, what is it? I was going to say, one of the advantages these receivers have, I think, maybe over other receiving corps, is first, the talent is true, really, really quality depth top to bottom. So that helps. You've got the talent there. It's not like two high-priced studs at the top and then a bunch of guys that you hope can fill in here, mm-hmm, and there. But every play, every opportunity, every focus that they can bring to bear on that is real, because they're all running their routes hard for two reasons. One, they don't know how many chances they're going to get in a game. Mm-hmm. It's not like a guy who knows he's going to get 19 targets, and I'm going to take a playoff here or there maybe, or get a little bit of a breather. I'm not going to quite block downfield like I should, and that all might be understandable if you're a stud, but at the same time, these guys, that's all just part of the job, and they are locked in on every play. And the other part of that is Jordan Love facilitating. He is just as apt because the O-line's holding up.
Yes.
To go to the second or third read, you know? So they're running hard. I'm the third option, but I'm running hard because I might get the ball. And I, plus, I'm only going to be in maybe for this series, and then I might not see the field again. I got no reason not to take it easy and coast. And I think there was a moment you probably remember during the season when LaFleur talked about that. The receivers, the sense of urgency, running every play, every route, that kind of focus middle of the season when they weren't getting guys open. Because there were times I remember Max saying guys were plastered. It wasn't Jordan Love's fault.
No, you know? they really were. And they weren't beating the man coverage, and now they've figured it out a little bit. And I think they've just learned how to play receiver with the big boys. I mean, and I don't mean to diminish them in any way, but when you're coming out as a rookie receiver, it's a lot different than going from the college ranks, playing against the professionals, guys who have been doing this for a year or two and, you know, or even longer, and know exactly how to rattle you a little bit. And that's essentially what they needed to learn how to do. Now, let's kind of flip a little bit and talk about this offense, because the Cowboys have lost to the Cardinals. They've lost to the 49ers, the Eagles, Bills, and Dolphins. And in those losses, they gave up 222, 170, 109, 266, and 91 yards in rushing, just rushing alone. That's pretty, I mean, they're pretty middle of the pack statistically in PFF grades. That's pro Football Focus. But teams have beaten them when they found success on the ground. And if you remember last year when they went into Dallas and beat them, underdogs once again, because the Packers, well, looked like they did last year. Matt LaFleur, in case you were worried about whether or not he'll feed Aaron Jones, actually started that game with seven consecutive runs against that Cowboys front last year. I mean, he was basically daring them and essentially saying, you know what? Stop us. Go ahead and stop us and see if you can stop Aaron Jones. And I think if you're going to have any success in this game, you're going to have a plan similar to what you had last year, right? They ran for 207 yards. That was Aaron Jones, who had 138 last year. They forced a couple mistakes, two interceptions last year from Dak. You had to limit Parsons, and we'll talk about him one-on-one with Zach Tom in just a minute. He only had one pressure last year. And as we mentioned, it'd be huge for Watson to be in this game, to beat that man coverage. But, you know, I think if you can make Dak make a few mistakes, which he has, he's had six turnovers in the last five games, I should say. There have been three interceptions and three fumbles. I mean, I think if you can make him turn over the ball, you can play pretty mistake-free football. And you can get Aaron Jones and maybe Patrick Taylor running, because I think A.J. Dillon's going to be a little in doubt with that stinger again. Mm-hmm. I think you got a puncher's chance in Dallas, do you not?
Well, I would agree with all of that. I do think the way we're feeling like the Packers' offense should be able to function, I'm thinking anyway. I could misread this. Micah Parsons wrecks the whole game plan, and I'm very unhappy Sunday night. But I don't see that. I do think they're going to get theirs. But first of all, Aaron Jones, three straight games plus 100 yards. He's played Dallas three times. He's always gone over 100 yards in each of those three games, including the four touchdown bye-bye when he waved goodbye there.
Right.
So he has had big games against Dallas, but of late especially. So I think, you know, that's just – and the fact that Jordan Love doesn't mind going under center.
Right.
You know, and then turning his back to the defense, and I said it forever, and I know we've talked about it, when the quarterback's back is to the defense, he can hand off to his left, to his right, toss left, toss right, you don't know which, or he can rise up, throw to his right, to his left. I mean, any different way you want to go, and Love, I think, likes that deception and play action. You trot out the numbers. He's wonderful.
Yep.
And if they get that going, I think that really, really gives them a chance to make some big plays. And the other part of this, we haven't really seen unveiled. Now, I hope it's not a, oh, my God, Luke Musgrave was wide open and dropped it moment. I don't want to jinx him. But I do see a fair amount of double tight end with Aaron Jones and two wide outs. Because now they got to decide truly, really, do they want to stop the run or not?
Yep.
And just about the time they crowd up, if you get Wicks or Reed behind them, good, Bo Melton, fine, or just pound away with Jones until Musgrave or Kraft slips in the open behind him, and away you go. So, I mean, they have a lot of ways they can attack you, and I think they're unpredictable because they're in part unknown, but people should not disrespect the Packers' offense.
No, I totally agree, and I'm glad you brought up Musgrave, because I actually think he and Kraft could have a really big game. The Cowboys are really good defense overall, but against throws in the middle of the field, they're towards the bottom of the league. And Jordan Love has basically been feasting this season by throwing to the middle of the field. He was good at that in college. He's been good at it in as a starter for the Green Bay Packers. And teams that have tried to throw to their tight ends this season against the Cowboys, they've done it pretty successfully, especially if they're going to the middle of the field. I mean, you look at some of these numbers. Dallas Goedert against the Cowboys was 7 for 8 catches for 80 yards. Kittle had 3 for 4 catches for 67 yards, 3 touchdowns. Noah Fant went 3 for 4 for 43 yards. And then you got a guy like Hunter Henry who went 4 of 5 for 51 yards. So obviously, if you're attacking the right places of this defense for the Cowboys, you're going to have some success. And it feels like some of the things that the Packers do really, really well. That's why I think this could be much more interesting than people think, even as 7.5-point underdogs. I think that some of the things the Packers do really, really well on offense are things that the Cowboys are not doing so well on offense, and vice versa. So I think it's going to be a really interesting dynamic throughout the afternoon. Now, let's talk. You mentioned the offensive line. Zach Tom versus Micah Parsons. Oh, I'm ready for this one because Zach Tom was supposed to be that breakout player for 2023. And I would say mission accomplished, right? I mean, he's been so good. It's been quietly done. He's only